Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading is from St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I should probably start by reassuring you of at least one thing. Jesus does not want you to stop receiving ashes upon your forehead on Ash Wednesday as a public sign of repentance. That's not what he's saying in this gospel lesson at all. He isn't condemning you for public displays of penance. If you were, then it would also mean he's condemning you for public prayers or for publicly giving alms to those in need. But he isn't. That's why we still pass the offering plate in worship, and why we still publicly pray in our worship services, and why we still have services and even seasons dedicated to public repentance. The problem comes when we do these things in order to be seen by others, approved by others, praised by others. The problem is one of motivation for us. These things we do may be good, but if our motivation is the approval of others, then we are doing them for all the wrong reasons. If you were practicing Lenten disciplines, whatever they may be, so that others will see you, so that others will praise you, so that others will approve of you, then your motivation is simply misguided. That's the message Jesus gives us in this lesson, a lesson that in fact has been appointed for use on Ash Wednesday going back centuries now. But it's not only a helpful reminder for us at the beginning of Lent. It's important to remember always, and it's pertinent always. We need to hear it because we are hopelessly addicted to the praise of others. We are desperately hooked on the opinions of others and what they have to say about us. If the exposés about social media have taught us anything the last couple of years, it's that social media is literally engineered to exploit this weakness in our character. Platforms like Facebook and Twitter literally manipulate us through the likes and dislikes, the shares and comments of our posts. Like an addiction, our bodies get a chemical rush from the reactions we get. We are constantly seeking the approval of others, whether that's the approval of our parents or our employers, our teachers, our pastors, our peers, and this is often very well intended. I want my children to seek my approval. I can promise you that your employers want you to seek their approval. But their approval cannot, and it must not, dictate our theological convictions or our moral convictions or our practice of the Christian faith. When it does, we are guilty of just what Jesus speaks against in this gospel passage. But I'll let you in on a dirty little secret here. You want to know who is the most susceptible to this? Pastors. Pastors like me. It's not just the temptation to water down the truth so that we don't offend congregants or hearers in our sermons. Maybe the greater pressure is the one we face amongst our peers, the desire to please them. We're part of this deeply networked fraternity of pastors. We all know each other. We want to be liked and respected by each other. We want our seminary professors to think that we're smart, that we listen to them in class, that we're putting their ideas into practice. We want our mentors in the ministry to think that we listen to them. We learn from them, and we're carrying on what they handed down to us. We want our classmates to think that we're on the same page with them. We most especially want our close clergy peers to consider us of the same mind as them. Theologically, pastorally, liturgically, even politically. But that approval of others will invariably let you down. Praise will turn to blame in the blink of an eye. Opinions change. Friends become critics. The votes dry up. The praise of fellow man is fleeting, it's ephemeral, it's downright fragile. You can't depend upon it. You can't feed off it. You can't shape your views or your ministries or your faith by it. No matter how normal it is to seek the praise and approval of others, that praise and approval will always let you down. You do understand that, right? I hope you do, especially if you work in this building. You must not allow the opinions of others to impact how you practice your Christian faith. You concern yourselves not with the opinions of fellow sinners, but with the praise and approval of your Lord Himself. You base how you view yourselves and your faith upon what God and what God alone says. You base what you believe upon what your Lord says in His Word. You do not live for the approval and praise of fellow men whose opinions will change and whose approval waxes and wanes. No, you practice your faith on Ash Wednesday, throughout Lent, and deep throughout your lives for the praise and approval of your Lord. His opinion will not change. He will not change. In Him there is no shifting shadow. All flesh and its glory will wither like the grass and fade like the flower, but your Lord and His word to you will remain the same, unchanged, yesterday, today, and forever. Seek His approval, and you will have it. For Christ suffered a death He did not deserve, for sins He did not commit. By His death He might forgive you of your sins, and He might receive you into His kingdom. Your sins might be thrown as far away as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. That's approval. Seek His praise, and you will have it, for He will commend you on the last day. He will say to you, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have fought the good fight. You have kept the faith. Now receive the crown of glory prepared for you from eternity." This should be your motivation in Lent and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.